Typically, it seems that Longporer Sumedho encourages us to, well, he uses a much more passive kind of language and kind of like letting the defilements die by reach samadhi, then eventually these things will dissolve or erode. A much more passive language.
Yep.
And lately I've come across some teachings from Ajahn Jeff and even from Ajahn Chah that use language that's much more aggressive, like even go to war with your defilements.
Yeah.
Perhaps kill or destroy.
Yeah.
Which seems kind of contradictory to me, so I was...
Yeah, well, a lot of it is what's just right. What's the balance? I think Ajahn Sumedho's experience, for himself, as well as in teaching over a long time, is that getting Westerners to get obsessed about perfection is not a helpful prod or encouragement. And say, how do you get them to relax a bit more? It's how do you keep them from being so sort of wound tight? Now that is really an important balance. There's an occasion when Ajahn Chah was asked by a Westerner and saying that, well, I noticed, Lumpa, that you tend to scold the Thai monks more. You don't scold the Westerner so much. And he said, you know, it would be really good to receive some of those tough teachings from Paul. And he said, you guys do that to yourself all the time. I don't need to do it. So you've got this inner dialogue going on that's, you know, oftentimes not so helpful. Yeah.
We're from Thailand. We are very known. We could be very extremely relaxed.
Yeah.
So we need a little bit more push.
Sabai. Yeah.
Back in, I think it was the Winter Retreat 2014, we were reading from the Thai forest tradition, and someone, I made a very astute observation that I found helpful. I think it's like Longtha Mahabua talks about you destroy the defilements.
Yeah.
Ajahn Chah tended not to use that language. Ajahn Chah would say the Dhamma.
Yeah, yeah.
The Dhamma is what
undermines the undoes the defilements. That's what, yeah. So it's like aligning oneself with Dhamma is well, yeah, Lopa Chah could be pretty forceful sometimes. But yeah, it's quite interesting. I think that's quite true. That Ajahn Chah would rarely speak in personal terms, and really trying to get people to, how do we really take Dhamma as a refuge? How do we give ourselves to the Dhamma?